Hello and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of June 12th.
So,
RIP NBA
RIP season. NBA season. We made it.
Have you recovered, Ellie, from your run-in with the love of your life, Matt Bonner?
No.
Okay.
I'm still on cloud nine.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Wow.
I can't believe that was only a week ago.
I know.
Do you think he's still thinking about me?
All the time. We found out post-pod recording that we got autographed Matt Bonner jerseys.
Yes.
So we're going as Bonner and Bonner for
Bonner
Halloween.
Bonner and Bonner.
It's like a law firm.
Bonner and Bonner and Bonner. Which, by the way, I don't know if you tried yours on yet, but mine's an extra, extra, extra large.
Great.
So I think I can actually just wear it as, like, a dress.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's black, so, like, to a wedding.
It's like a little... Exactly. To a wedding with knee socks and those, like, Nike heels, you know? I think that's the look.
Yeah, Timberland heeled boots.
Timberland heeled
Sexy.
Boots.
Sexy. Anyway, yeah, it was
awesome. And if you haven't listened to last week's interview with Matt Bonner, I think it's time that you go do that.
Check it
after
out.
After you listen to this one, of course.
So the NBA season has come to an end.
I'm a little
fateful
depressed.
Night in Oakland. Really?
I'm a little depressed about
depressed.
It. Because,
okay.
Because now we have to wait. I mean, the U.S. Open this weekend is helping me, obviously, cope. But after that, what do I have to look forward
Someone
to?
Someone was asking me when I was talking about our pod, like, oh, do you guys stop then in the off season? But I was sort of like, oh, no. We heat up.
We actually, it's true. I shouldn't be depressed.
When they're off the court, we are very,
very
happy.
We are very on the court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we saw today, I think really acutely... In the return of LeBron James to Instagram.
Huge. Huge return. First of all, he left his hair or hair plugs at home.
Can you shave when you have hair plugs?
I don't know.
It definitely just looks like he got too short of a haircut, but it's like...
I mean, it is the
really,
summer. I know, like, men get buzz cuts, but it looks like he may have just removed the plugs. I have a lot of questions about hair. I have a lot of... That's good.
Can we get a sit-down with you, LeBron?
I have a lot of questions about hair plugs in general, but so we did that. He posted the video or videos of him in the gym.
And I don't... He does this thing where he dances and he makes, like, very angry faces. And I'm
right.
just like, dude... I really liked the video you posted of Bryce's birthday last night when he was blowing out the candle.
Right.
Adorable.
Adorable.
Your own dancing?
Not
super
adorable.
Super awkward.
Right.
It
we
makes
don't.
Me feel awkward.
That's the one thing he's not the king at. I think maybe we should let him know.
The king of, like, the solo video. He loves to do it a lot, though.
He really does. I'm glad he came back today.
Me too.
And I think there was a reason
that
it was today.
And he came back with a bang.
Right.
So you want to say it or should I?
Yeah. Well, okay. He came back today. Maybe he came back today.
Right.
Because today was also the Warriors parade.
Mm-hmm.
In which our own Draymond Green... I don't know why I said our own.
I
don't own him. Draymond Money Green was wearing a controversial t-shirt that said Quickie with the little NBA Finals trophy, championship trophy. And obviously that was a reference to... How quickly the Warriors beat the Cavs in the finals.
And the Quicken Loans
Arena. And the
Arena.
Quicken Loans Arena, yes.
Yeah. And so LeBron
And
James,
he thought he was really cute and funny.
Yeah, and he flat out, like, admitted what he was doing.
Right,
but so LeBron, who's usually, like, you know, doesn't wade into the muddy waters of throwing shade and is, like,
the
pretty...
The muddy waters of throwing
my, like,
shade.
My, grandma. I'm writing
a
novel.
Swamp? I don't know.
Drain the swamp. He posted the picture of Draymond in the shirt and then just said, that's what she said.
With a lot of crying, laughing emojis.
It's literally insane.
I love
it. I can't believe he did
that. And all the Cavs are commenting on it.
All of them, including Tristan Thompson, who said, oh, Lord. I don't know it, Lord, but with an A-W.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And then he said, glad to see you back, bro.
Also, their VersaClimber DJ also commented and was like, this can't be real.
Who would you rather meet, be honest? LeBron or the VersaClimber DJ?
I think you know that it's the latter.
I think we could get the VersaClimber DJ on the pod.
DJ Steph Floss?
Yeah, DJ Steph
so
Floss.
Too.
All right,
well, just to think about this, though, yeah. Remember LeBron's shirt from last year that he wore?
Yeah, that was...
So I think Draymond was just giving it right back.
Fair enough, you know?
The ultimate warrior. Right. Yeah. That hurt.
It was bad.
That hurt.
It hurt a lot. And the Kermit sipping tea hat.
Yeah.
He was...
While we're talking about hats, do you want to talk a little bit about...
Let's reflect on the finals.
Okay.
And the hats may or may not come up.
Okay. I think they will. I think they will.
What were your favorite moments from... Because we've talked a lot about how the playoffs sucked.
Yeah. From the entire series?
The whole series. What were some of your highs?
I mean, Rihanna.
It's crazy. We had so much content. I forgot about Rihanna.
Matt Bonner got in the way of Rihanna.
I forgot about Rihanna.
Rihanna being a Cavs fan and trash talking Kevin Durant. I mean, let's see if some romance. I'm waiting to see if Rihanna ends up dating a player on either team.
Speaking of Kevin Durant with women in the crowd, did you see that Rachel from The Bachelor was at Game 5?
I did not.
And they dated while they were both at UT.
Really?
I swear to God.
I did not know this.
I would never lie to you.
Do a lot of people know this?
It was in Us Weekly.
Okay.
But kind of the, like, overlap of Bachelor fans and NBA fans,
yeah.
I feel is pretty small. It's basically, like, I know 3 people.
Yeah, I wouldn't even fall in that overlap.
Right.
I don't do the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Me
really.
Either, actually, but...
Interesting.
I'm Bachelor adjacent. I have enough friends who watch it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I absorb it through other people.
Totally. But that was a high for sure.
That
like
was
all
a high.
The ladies of the crowd.
There was such a weird assortment of celebrities too. I felt like that showed up throughout.
You know who should be working out but was not, and instead was at every game? Odell Beckham.
Oh my!
Like, does he think he's on? I also couldn't tell who he was cheering for in Game 4. He had some like. I don't know, like, snake charmer thing in his hand,
right.
And he just kept, like, waving it, and
right.
he kept standing up,
right.
And there were all those fights in Game 4, which
right.
was an insane game.
It was, like, the WWF
it
or
was
whatever.
Insane.
I don't watch wrestling either,
yeah.
but you know
yeah,
what I mean,
totally.
People.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. So it was unclear who he was rooting for. I didn't even notice him. I did
yeah.
notice when, what's his name? Jeff Van Gundy, just out of nowhere... came to the defense of Khloe Kardashian.
It was the best moment.
In the first minutes of the first quarter. Of which game was that? Game 3 or game 4?
I think it was
game 3.
Yeah.
But, like, out of nowhere, he just is like, you know what? Anyone who says that Tristan Thompson isn't playing well because of Khloe Kardashian, that's just... Like, he went on this,
called
like,
it low
5 minutes.
Yeah. And I was just sitting there like, get it, Jeff.
I mean, he was completely right.
I know.
But, like... Who knew? I mean, one of the best things to come out of this finals is now we know that Jeff Van Gundy keeps up with the Kardashians.
He does. And you know what? I would love to keep up with Jeff. I'd love to watch Keeping Up the Kardashians with Jeff.
Keisha, maybe we can get him on the show.
Totally.
I think so. What were some of your faves?
I think the mom relationships.
Right.
The fact that Sonia and Wanda are friends just, like, brought a lot of life into my life.
They were dancing after game 3. Did you see that?
Yes, when they found
dancing.
Each other in the hall.
Yeah.
Gave me a lot of life.
Pure joy.
Yeah. We still haven't watched the Wanda Pratt Lifetime movie called The Real MVP.
No, we have not,
and
weirdly.
We really need to. Weirdly, we haven't watched that, but we have to.
There was a... We got an interview with Wanda Durant
for
CBS, which I meant to watch on our internal server because I believe it did not end up airing because unfortunately of the shooting that happened this week.
Yeah.
But it's in the archives.
She is a gem.
She is a gem.
Yeah.
She's
and
super pumped.
She was one of my highlights for sure. Another highlight related to her was the memes that came out of like Bill Russell eyeing her like he wanted to get it on. So good. So good. He's like so tall and he's just looking at her and clearly he's looking at her like, hi miss, but they caught him in a moment.
In a moment where it looks like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, he's really
the
cutest.
He is old AF.
Yeah, that man is old.
I know. Old.
Again, what did I say to you? His heyday was like 1960, yeah, whatever.
He's really old. He's really, he also, I respect deeply how he rocks the t-shirt
under
suit combo. Yeah. It's like very Magnum PI Miami Vice, Miami Vice, and he just...
It's kind of like...
He's like an old Don Johnson.
Yeah. It's like I'm dressed up, but I'm casual, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He rocks it.
He endorsed...
I would follow him to the ends of the earth with Kareem. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kareem.
It'd be a slow walk.
I would like Kareem to weigh in on the latest Bachelor in Paradise drama.
Wow. Kareem probably will.
He probably will.
He probably has.
He probably will. But I love that combo at the end of the finals. It's like Doris Burke, who everyone's kind of paying attention to, but also not paying attention
to
at the same time.
My favorite is when she starts calling a player out, or she starts calling like Steve Kerr out, and everyone's just like partying, and everyone just wants a party, and Doris will be like, Clay Thompson.
Yeah.
Clay Thompson. She's like the principal who's calling the kid to the office. And he's just not paying attention because he's already like drunk.
Because he's already like, it's summer, blah. Yeah,
totally.
And then Adam Silver just cracks me up every time. Like those three humans, Bill Russell, Adam Silver, and Doris Burke. Like, could you ever have found a more
odd those
trio?
Like, if you got asked who you wanted to have a dinner party with. Like, those three would be so interesting.
Oh, I love them.
Be a good... good party.
How much did you love Steve Kerr's comment about...
Steve Kerr can do no wrong.
Right.
Yeah, when he said it was all coaching. So good. He's so funny. He's so witty. Off the cuff, on the cuff, on the mark.
He is so funny. I hope he coaches/runs for president for a long time.
I know. I hope he quits coaching so that he runs for president. You can't win them all, though.
That would be ideal.
Would. I also loved that the Claytheism, you could become a believer in Claytheism again. He rose from the dead.
He did.
Yeah. The toaster and all. It's all happening.
The toaster. We'll come back to the toaster. Yeah. The toaster was at the parade today.
I know.
Did you see?
Yeah. Didn't he get invited onto Clay's float?
He got invited. There was a special spot for the toaster.
Oh my god, I'm so into that.
Did you see the kid who has the toaster?
No, I haven't seen his photo yet.
He's cool.
okay, I have a question for you. Who do you like more, Riley or Ryan Curry?
That's a good question. I think I like Riley.
Yeah, you're old school?
I'm old school.
Yeah. She's not there yet.
I don't think Ryan has fully formed her personality yet.
True.
Which, again, I can relate to because I didn't form a personality till I was at least 11.
Yeah. I love when you say that. It's so hard to believe. You just formed it all
But it's the actual truth, though.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
What does one do without a personality?
You just are taking everything in.
Wow.
You're just absorbing everything. You're like,
sponge.
I want that in my personality. I don't want
that. Wow. It's a little serial killer.
Really crazy.
It's like Pretty Dexter.
Which one of Matt Barton's twin boys do you love more?
Both.
Trick question.
How? Yeah, I was like, am I supposed to know their names? Because I don't. I did terrible research. Wait, but how insane is it? I was thinking about this. Remember our Kings episode we did last fall?
Yes.
And it was all about Matt Barnes.
Yes.
And now Matt Barnes is a freaking world champion.
Yeah. Matt Barnes, like, moved, like, a few miles, what, north?
South.
South. I don't know. I'm from the East Coast. But Matt Barnes just moved a few hours within California, ultimately, and found himself an NBA championship.
Oh, you're right. First he went north.
Yeah.
And then he went south.
Yeah. Sure.
It's been his car with the Derek Fisher DUI. There's that whole love triangle.
Basketball wives.
Insane.
It's insane.
Who you but could like, not write that for a TV show. Like somebody like the creator of Empire would be like, no, that's too
it's
crazy.
It's too crazy.
It's too crazy.
It'll never happen.
J.R. Smith's Cavs in 7 tweet was a pretty epic moment.
What do you think? Do you think that was a hack?
No.
I don't think it was.
Are you kidding me?
I think he just did it. I hate that everyone thinks it's a hack.
Yeah.
I know he just did it.
Like, why not?
I would have done it.
I mean, JR's JR.
He has nothing to lose.
Why would people jump to the conclusion that it was a hack when the man used to untie people's shoes? At the free throw line.
I thought it was legitimate. I mean, I still think it was... He did it. I know he did it.
Anyway.
He so also ridiculous. Was... The amount of tweets coming out about JR during Game 5. I mean, JR single-handedly gave the Cavs a pulse.
Oh, he was...
He was
lighting
insane.
Them up.
And I truly think that if JR... If, you know, the governor's seat was up in Ohio right now, I think that...
I can't even imagine that.
John Kasich... What am... I'm educated.
You're good.
Should be in trouble.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He could lose. I think he could lose to LeBron for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But now LeBron doesn't have hair, so I don't know.
Okay. My second question is, what is the best present you've gotten all week, Ellie?
Oh, my God. You know, I've been checking the mail...
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Obsessively, because yeah. I knew it was coming, and I'd forgotten what you... Because you had told me last week, but I had, like, half forgotten what it was.
Yeah.
Part of me was like, wait, did she send me, like, a Kerr Pop shirt? Or a Pop Kerr shirt.
I want a Pop Kerr shirt.
I'm gonna get us those.
Yeah, we need those.
So Allie surprised me.
Yeah.
Because now we're living long distance. She lives in Brooklyn, and I'm not living in Brooklyn.
She has to send you.
And so she has to send me gifts.
Yeah.
And she sent me a nice piece of merch that is a yellow shirt that says "Love" with Kevin Love's face as the O.
Come on, people.
And I actually wore it last night.
Oh my God.
And
did
I felt
everyone love
so
it?
Spiffy. Well, it's kind of funny because it's like an outline of Kevin Love's face. So it's like, if you know what's going on, you know it's Kevin Love. Right. But if not, if you don't know what's going on, it just kind of looks like Jesus with like a sweatband.
Or like generic white dude.
Yeah. Like it looks like I'm a hippie.
Oh my gosh.
It's one of my new favorite shirts though, Allie.
Yes.
Do you want a Kerr Pop shirt or a Pop Kerr?
I want both.
Yeah.
Both.
Just in case.
For sure.
To see which way it goes.
The other piece of merch that I really want that I stopped myself from buying is the hat.
Which hat?
The NBA Champions hat this year.
Right.
The dad hat.
The dad hat.
It was a full dad hat.
It was a full dad hat. Now we know what a dad hat is thanks to Matt Bonner.
So, okay. The bent rim hat
is back.
Like, it's back. Yeah. And the crazy thing is...
Also, Adidas back. I don't know if... We'll talk about that, too, but...
Beg to differ.
All right, we'll... Adidas is back.
But I had a pretty substantial flat brim collection that I actually, when moving...
I've seen it.
I boxed it, and it's still boxed. I didn't unbox it at my new apartment because the flat brim is out, but I'm saving it, like, for my children. They'll be really cool vintage old flat brim hats.
No, and a flat brim is always fun to day drink in.
Yeah, true.
You know how I feel about that.
But crazy thing is, this past year, I've really gotten into the bent brim thanks to Chancellor Bennett, Chance the Rapper, and my three hat. And then I also have the Drake Owl OVO hat. And then when I saw this, I was like, I almost had a conniption. Like, I couldn't even process what I was seeing with all these dudes in what looked like J. Crew. Like,
they were...
Did whitewash I,
again,
hat.
Just two points I want to make. One, these... You're saying these, like... What are you calling them? Curve brim?
Bent
brim.
Yeah,
these are the normal hats that everyone wears.
No, you have
the
to
non-fashion
bend the
people.
Brim.
Yeah. You gotta... Yeah. This is like what my dad... I love these hats.
Yeah.
They're like mom hats.
Right.
Mom golf hats,
totally.
Dad hats.
No, they're totally mom golf hats.
And the second point...
When I wear my favorite thing to do now is to wear my Chance the Rapper hat that looks like a mom hat.
You look like... But it has a little more swag.
Know,
yeah, no.
No.
Exactly. I kind of feel like you should get a Roger... If you don't already have... Do you have a Roger Federer hat?
Shoot, I don't.
It's okay. I'll get you one.
I'd be really into that.
The other point, yes, Allie and I were live texting,
We were live texting,
and that hat, it looks like, it, The championship hats look like they bought them and they were like, all right, we want it to look... It looked like they bought them for a sorority. It was like, okay,
totally.
We want, like, navy, but, like, that weathered navy. And then can you kind of make the emblem, you know, like, not too big and, like, a little bit weathered, too?
Oh, my God, you're totally like, right. It is, like, a bunch of
we want that, like,
sisters.
Nantucket feel.
Yeah, oh, my God,
and
you're so
And I can't
right.
believe that, I mean...
And you can't even tell, like, what's that logo on the front? It's literally, like, sorority girl could wear to the beach.
No,
like,
and they're Adidas. Yeah. Like, the whole thing was, like, I was like, wait, what is going on? I mean, I would wear that, but like,
I think we should get them. They're probably sold out though.
No.
I bet there are 1,000 think pieces on those hats. I do think and would like to write said think piece about like the shift in NBA fashion. Like, mm-hmm. imagine someone giving that hat to Allen Iverson.
He would be like, he would die.
He'd be like, what the?
He'd be like, I'm not taking this. Please go donate to.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, he would have thrown that away.
Yeah.
But instead, all these people are so into it.
Is that, like, a Bay Area thing?
No, I think it's a...
Trends are changing.
Trends are changing. It's cool to be kind of, like, a little nerdy hipster.
A little nerdy hipster.
Even, yeah, like, thank you, Russell Westbrook. Russ wears the bent brim. I've never seen Russ in a flat
brim. Speaking of that, did you see the one
picture
month
of Noah?
Picture of Noah?
Noah is terrifying.
Noah looks like a mini Russ, which, again...
Noah could literally, like, murder other babies.
Did you see the tone in his legs?
Yeah.
He's already... It looks like they're already having him do leg presses or something.
And his face... His face is, like... It basically says, fuck you, Kevin Durant. And he's a one-month-old child.
Do we know if, do we have any intel? Do we know if Russ reached out to Kevin or Kevin reached out to Russ?
My guess is no. He didn't say congrats.
Maybe Russ sent a letter to Wanda to give to Kevin.
Yeah, he might, like, in a few months if he sees him, say congrats.
That's my guess.
I hope that Kevin sent him a baby present. I hope he sent him a Warriors onesie.
Oh, my God. Or a little Warriors hat.
Oh, just kidding. All right. So let's close this thing out. Kind of going back to our fave moment. Really, I think my favorite narrative of the end of the NBA season was the toaster.
Yeah.
It just was. I can't help it.
I mean, the toaster, it was just...
It's a freaking miracle.
It's a freaking miracle.
Like, when was the last time a household appliance had that much influence in the world?
And I also think it's a nice moment to take in the nostalgia of people still getting autographs. Because now I think people really want a selfie. Like, if you don't get a selfie, like, who cares?
True.
Like, people don't care if you got something autographed. Although,
great point.
Again, our Matt Bonner jersey's like,
yeah.
I mean,
autographed.
Win.
Yeah. Won't be washing that thing.
Won't be. But yeah, I mean, the fact that not only did this kid still ask for an autograph, but it was on a toaster.
Toaster.
The Golden State Warriors toaster is amazing.
Yeah. So we are going to play a little game where we give each other a Warriors team member or team member adjacent.
Yeah.
And we match them up with a household appliance. I'm afraid I veered out of the standard list of household appliances. I didn't see at the bottom of our Google Doc that Ellie pasted the official Wikipedia
list. Well, I just wanted to make sure that we had enough
appliances.
Well, initially, I had to ask Ellie if we were keeping it to kitchen appliances,
right.
Which is obviously a much smaller pool.
It totally is.
And Ellie gracefully said that we could do
no way, girl,
all home,
no way.
So let's just I'll ask the first one.
Okay.
I dislike him strongly, David West.
So I kind of totally didn't do a household appliance because it just felt so obvious.
Okay.
And you use it with like household items.
Okay.
Mr. Clean.
Really?
Yes. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a Mr. Clean tattooed
like
on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, he should have a contract.
He should. He totally
we'll,
should.
We'll let him know. We'll let them know.
My first
I'd
one...
I love that, Ellie. That's really good.
Thanks. My first one for you is JaVale McGee.
JaVale. First of all, JaVale McGee had the best tweet after the championship.
What did he say?
He said, I just won an NBA... Something along the lines of, I just won an NBA championship and I have a rat tail. Let that sink in.
That's disgusting.
It's amazing.
But thanks.
It's amazing.
So what's...
So because of the rat tail, since clearly he likes to do things with his hair,
yeah.
I said for him it would be that... Remember when we were younger and everyone got that Con Air, like, crimper?
I totally do.
And you could have the different types of crimp depending on... I think
how tight you want the crimp.
Yeah, how tight you want the crimp.
Yeah.
I said a Con Air. Flat iron convertible crimper.
Yeah. What crimp would he have? The three rod?
Depending on how long his hair. Yeah. I think the three.
The three. That
Not
right.
like the skin. The skinny crimp is too skinny.
The skinny crimp is so weird.
It's so weird. Okay. So your next person is Zaza.
Zaza's a chainsaw. Like both onomatopoetically or whatever, it works. But like
onomatopoetically, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. I don't even know if that's the right use of onomatopoeia, but chainsaw, because he's destructive. Please.
Wow.
I was gonna say a hammer, but I don't think that's an appliance because it's not appliances
can you plug
have
it
to
in?
Be electronic now.
No. Oh, okay, that's amazing. You nailed that.
Violent. Nailed that.
Wait, what country is Zaza from?
I don't know.
I know.
I thought I knew.
I know my geography really well.
I know.
And he kept posting the flag.
Oh,
and I was like, shoot, I don't even know what flag that is.
I didn't see him post the flag.
All right, we'll come back to you with that, viewers.
My next one for you is Sean Livingston. Sean.
A dehumidifier.
That's so perfect.
Right?
Oh my god.
Right?
Wow.
He looks like he would get
He's
sick
like
a lot.
Innocuous.
And a little
like
my sinuses hurt.
Yeah.
You know? You can tell I was rooting for the Cavs. People.
I totally could. All
right. Okay. Well, I wanted to give you a few different options.
Yeah.
But, okay. Because I feel like we haven't talked about her enough.
We haven't. All season.
Sonia Curry.
Sonia Curry.
And I think I almost had forgotten she existed until the finals when she and Wanda were becoming best friends.
It's absolutely wild to me how Sonia Curry becomes better looking every year.
It's amazing.
Like, what does she do with her face?
I don't know.
And her hair looks great. The cut looks good. Everything about her.
I don't know.
She would be a blender.
Okay.
Because Sonia likes to turn up. I follow Sidel, his little sister, on Instagram.
Yeah.
And, like, her parents are always dancing at weddings. Like, Sonia is wild.
She's
I think
wild?
Sonia, like, would have some frozen margaritas at
a pool
party.
Some froze?
Some froze, yeah.
That, I love that. Yeah. I could see her being a dancer.
She's a dancer.
Has she danced with the Warriors' mom? Do we know?
Whoa.
Right.
Great content idea. Yeah. You should tell the Warriors content people. That's really good.
Yeah. They probably don't know. I know. We have a lot of good ideas over here.
Okay, I have two more for you. They're like joint. I'm going to do a rapid fire.
Okay.
The first one is Mike Brown.
A crock pot.
Tell me more.
I don't really... This isn't based in any fact.
Yeah. Right. Just, as opposed to the rest of these, which are very
kind of just seems like he would... be the type of guy that uses a crock pot.
It's very,
I feel
very
like
true.
It's a great kitchen tool.
Yeah.
Like, he probably puts some stuff in.
Right.
Before he goes to practice, comes back.
Yeah.
Everything's ready to eat.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just seems, I bet you he cooks.
Totally.
I could see him, like, grill. Like, probably, he probably would be, like, a grill master at, like, a party. At, like, the Warriors barbecue.
Yeah. 100%.
Can you see that?
With the little chef's hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
The last one.
Okay.
Is,
this isn't a surprise.
Yeah, he recently left the Warriors, but he's still a Warrior at heart. Luke Walton.
I knew you were gonna
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This is really hard.
I know.
I'm looking at my list
he's
of
probably,
appliances.
Do they make electronic bongs?
Oh my god. I'm looking. I mean, the only thing I can come up... This isn't an appliance, though. That's not... I was going to say, he probably has a lot of Tupperware. Like, those little sandwich...
Do you
those
think
little,
he has a lot
those,
of Tupperware?
Those sandwich... I bet you he packs himself a PB&J and puts
what?
In a little sandwich Tupperware.
Oh, my God. That's absurd. Well, here's to have spending the weekend imagining Luke Walton packing himself sandwiches in
Okay,
Tupperware.
Maybe, like, a trouser press.
Both of these are absurd.
Now
I like
now I'm
You're
getting
off
out
the
of
rails.
Control.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys. Ellie will still be looking at this all weekend.
An aroma lamp.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds very...
Or like a lava lamp.
A lava lamp. Okay. A lava lamp.
Okay.
Is that on the Wikipedia list of home appliances?
All right. Everyone needs to calm down, okay?
All right.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.